And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. In 2003, Peter Boriso of the Hollywood Trident Foundation sent around a recipe for a special borscht to be served on American Thanksgiving in remembrance of the victims of the Holodomor, the famine, genocide in 1932 and 33, during which 7 to 10 million Ukrainians were deliberately starved to death by the Soviet regime. The recipe varies from family to family, but with the one constant being the substitution of yellow beets, also known as golden beets, for red beets. Using yellow or golden beets creates a borscht that is yellow in color rather than red. In Ukrainian culture, yellow is a color often related to mourning. While not common in supermarkets, yellow beets can be found at organic food grocers such as the Whole Foods Market in California and Island Naturals in Nanaimo. Otherwise, check the internet for online shippers, or plan ahead and grow your own next year in your garden or in containers on your patio or balcony. This recipe for remembrance borscht starts with a mushroom broth. If you can find them, use the dried mushroom caps imported from Poland. These are the closest to those that used to come from Ukraine before Chernobyl. Otherwise, try a combination of Italian porcinis, Japanese shiitakes, or whatever you can find. Soak the dried mushrooms for several hours or overnight, then wash them carefully to get rid of any bits of sand and dirt. Add them to a pot of salted water and simmer for several hours. Run the dark water from the soaked mushrooms through a cheesecloth or coffee filter and add to the pot. If you're pressed for time, the ready-made mushroom broth found in organic stores or delis will do. To the broth, add chopped or shredded yellow beets, chopped potato, carrot, onion, mushrooms, and chopped fresh dill. Season with a bay leaf and salt and pepper. There are no rules other than using ingredients that even the poorest peasant would have in his or her bit of garden. If you can't find yellow beets, use a combination of white turnips and a parsnip. Color the broth with a few strands of saffron or a pinch of turmeric. Add your favorite vushka, which are mushroom-stuffed mini pierogies, and sprinkle with chopped fresh dill. If you don't have time or skill to make vushka, dried mushroom-filled Italian tortellini are a reasonable facsimile. This is a dish that would be fitting to serve on Holodomor Remembrance Day, which falls, coincidentally, on the last Saturday of November, the weekend of American Thanksgiving. Vichnaya Pamyat, Memory Eternal.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.